Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. Stand up for your country. So when I'm out and about in public, people come up and they are always very nice. I very rarely have anybody who's negative. But I am 6'4", 200 pounds, and I don't look like I would brook that, so I guess it's logical. But anyway, many, many people ask me, what are you, O'Reilly, most concerned about? Putin? China? The economy? What is most concerning to you? And I always give them the same answer. It's a simple answer. None of the above, no Putin, no China. I am concerned about, above all, President Biden. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So once again, yesterday, Mr. Biden goes out on a campaign stop, which is what these speeches are all about. And he says this. Go.
Folks, and by the way, you know, you hear ads of the big spending Joe Biden. In 2 years, I reduced the debt. $1.7 billion. $1.7 billion. The largest deficit reduction in American history.
Okay. So he didn't reduce the debt $1.7 billion. He meant to say trillion dollars, but he doesn't know what he's saying. And then the people in the audience are like seals. I mean, if you listen to the words, I reduced the debt $1.7 billion. That's nothing. He gives that to Ukraine every Thursday. So it doesn't make any sense, but there's people listening to him, they're zombies. All right. So he says he meant trillion, all right? He reduced the debt $1.7 trillion. That's what he says. That's not even close to being true. It's not even in the universe of truth. Here is the truth. So since he's been in office, President Biden has increased the national debt by $4 trillion, from 28 to 32 trillion, okay? That's since he's been in office. 2 years, $4 trillion, that averages $2 trillion a year up, far more than any other president in history. Okay. Now, then he gets into the deficit. So the national debt is the accumulation of all government spending that we have not paid for back eons, okay? The deficit is year to year. So Biden says, well, I've cut the deficit. That's true because the COVID spending, the checks to you, small business, whatever, stopped. So during COVID, the deficit spending was here. When the checks stopped, it automatically came down. Biden had nothing to do with it. That was a congressional mandate. So Joe Biden gets up there, and this is all he had to do all day. He didn't do anything else. Give one speech about the economy, and he couldn't do it. He confused billion with trillion, and he confused the deficit with the debt. That's why I'm worried. Okay? Now, let's carry it a step further. He is thinking about running for president again. Now, you may think that Joe Biden has done a good job, and that's your right to think that. 42% of Americans think he's okay. To me, it's astounding, but they're probably like the people in the Virginia speech where they just clap and they don't listen and they don't know the difference between a billion and a trillion. And I don't want to be supercilious, word of the day here, arrogant, but come on. So he wants to run again. And he has no idea what he is saying. So he can't campaign because he's not going to be able to go out there day after day and give speeches when he can't even give one speech. All right? He's not going to be able to do that. So he'll do the same thing he did last time, is he'll stay in the house. And that's not what we need here. We have vexing problems that need to be solved. Vexing problems, the border, inflation, on and on and on and on. Overseas, you all know them. Okay, so the president of the United States, step back. We've had a few buttes, okay? Millard Fillmore, Pierce, James Buchanan. I mean, we've had some bad ones. Herbert Hoover, Warren Harding. But they all at least were cognizant, because I have letters from all of them, letters that they wrote. Not to me, I wasn't alive, but they wrote letters. Biden's not that. He can't. Not won't. And I know a lot of you think he's a liar and he's lying and he's this and he's that. And he cannot absorb information. He can't. He's at that stage in his life where he cannot do it. So who emerges as the big villain here in Biden world? It's got to be his wife. And she looks like a nice woman, teacher, all of that. But she's got to know what state, what mental state he's in. And there she is running around. She doesn't want to give up the first ladyship. Want to live up all those perks, okay? She didn't push him out the door. Whereas somebody else might say, is this good for the country? No? Now, rationalizations all day long, you know what that is, okay? Everybody does it. But Jill Biden is emerging as a villainess here, in my humble opinion. And that's the memo.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so the president nominated Julie Sue to serve as the new Secretary of Labor. The former mayor of Boston, Marty Meehan, quit. There's Ms. Sue. She's a very qualified woman. There's no doubt she has the qualifications. 54 years old, Harvard Law degree, ran a labor department in California, born to Chinese immigrants in Wisconsin. She is qualified. But here's the kicker on all of these department heads, and Buttigieg is the best example. Mayorkas is another really good one. They don't do anything. If you're the Department of Labor secretary, you don't do anything. You don't come in and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. You do what you are told to do from the White House. So Susan Rice will call up Ms. Sue and say, this is what we'd like to do. And Julie Sue will do it. Buttigieg, I mean, anyone of you watching and listening to me tonight, if you were Secretary of Transportation, would have gone to Ohio. You would have gone. That's your job. Just to protect your butt. CYA, you would have gone. He didn't go. Why? Because he wasn't ordered to go. They didn't tell him to go. Same thing with Mayorkas. Any Homeland Security chief would say and order a different strategy on the border. Mayorkas won't do it because the White House doesn't want it. So these jobs are basically order taker jobs. They're prestigious in the sense that you have a job at that level, then you can go into a university and get a cushy job and give speeches. All right, so Biden yesterday, in addition to telling everybody that he cut the debt $1.7 billion, 1.2, whatever it was. I mean, I have to laugh because it was so absurd. And he didn't even hear it. See, when I make a mistake, I do this all ad lib. I'm not reading a prompter here. I'm just talking to you like I talk to anybody. All right? And when I make a mistake, though, I hear it in my head, and then I correct it most of the time. Once in a while, you just go, and that's called I misspoke. But most of the time, I hear it. He doesn't. So here's what he said about taxes. Go.
The idea that a billionaire, we used to have 600 or so in the United States of America, now there's 1,000. The idea that they pay at a rate that is lower than the rate of a police officer, a school teacher, a nurse, is bizarre.
But it's not true. It's not true. Okay? So if Biden really cared about straightening out the tax code, he would propose specific things to Congress and they change it. I'm no billionaire fan. What most of them do is set up corporations, and then the money goes through the corporation so they can, you know, devalue things, and they can buy private jets, and they can do all of this through the corporations. And it's very, very complicated. They pay accountants hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, these guys and gals, okay, to take advantage of the tax code. Change it. Change it. All right? Just the pass-through stuff alone, I can't explain it to you now, but the pass-through advantages to corporations in the tax code means these billionaires, they can live off the corporation without having it count as personal income. Warren Buffett does that. Okay? And so Biden doesn't care about any of this. He wants class envy set up, the haves and the have-nots. There are more have-nots than haves, and we'll get all the have-not votes. That's what it's all about. It's not about actually fixing the tax code, which should be fixed. Okay, this is the most important story of the night, except for the one about your health, which is coming up. Christopher Wray is the head of the FBI, a Trump appointee. He goes on to Fox News yesterday, and the interview was instructive. Roll cut one.
Well, let's start with the laptop. The FBI has had access to this laptop for more than 3 years. Why is this investigation on the Hunter Biden laptops taking so long?
Well, the investigation is being led, as you may know, by a U.S. attorney appointed in the last administration out of Delaware, and the FBI is actively supporting and working with that U.S. attorney on that investigation.
But the whistleblowers are telling these lawmakers that there was an internal effort to shut down the investigation from the beginning. Have you found that?
I have not found anything like that. I can only speak to what we do. And unfortunately, as you would expect, if we're going to do this investigation in the right way, that means I can't talk about the specifics of that investigation, other than to assure everyone that I expect our people to tackle this investigation the way that I expect them to tackle every investigation, which is to follow the facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it.
Okay,
and there's
so
always somebody who doesn't like it.
Okay, two things. He throws the U.S. attorney in Delaware, cliche alert, under the bus. So he says, don't blame me and the FBI. It's this guy, this U.S. attorney, that's holding up the Hunter Biden investigation. That's true to some extent. But Ray knows why the U.S. attorney is holding it up. And he won't say. That's deceit. All right? So I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com about deceit and betrayal today. That's deceit, passive deceit, but deceit. So if it were me interviewing Ray, never would have gotten away with that. And that's not a slap at Brett Baer, but I would have just leaned in and I said, look, it's 3 years, okay? Your agency is the lead investigator. Can you explain to me and the American people why a simple tax investigation is taking 3 years? And then he would have fallen back on exactly what he said. Well, we can't talk about investigations that are ongoing. That's BS. And I would have said right to his face, yes, you can. There's no law. There's no statute. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't give a general outline of where the investigation of Hunter Biden is. Nothing. You hide behind that. And that's why Christopher Wray would never do an interview with me. Here's cut two. Go.
Are you at the table for that decision of how it looks to go after a former president like the way that it happened in Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I oversee the FBI. I expect any significant investigation to be conducted by the book. And I do that with adherence to our rules, our policies, our practices.
Why didn't we know anything about the FBI looking into President Biden prior to the election?
Well, again, I can't talk about specific investigations that are ongoing, both of which are being led by special counsel, other than to say it is not our normal practice to discuss publicly specific investigations.
That's true. It is not. But this isn't a normal case. Okay? So this is a case that affected the 2020 election. And clearly, the FBI, you'll remember, put out that Hillary Clinton was under investigation, right, for the email thing, days before the 2016 election. Clearly, Comey, the head of the FBI, did that. So Ray could have done that, but chose not to do it. See, this guy, he's a swamp creature. He's not looking out for you or me. He's not a crime fighter. It's just, when I see this stuff, it makes me angry because we're being deceived. I had a long conversation with Hannity on the radio about it today. If you guys want to see it, we posted it on here. It's on BillO'Reilly.com. Here's what really happened in Mar-a-Lago vis-a-vis Biden. Here's what really happened, if you want to know. And I'll keep it pithy. The National Archives alerted the FBI that Donald Trump had removed classified documents from the White House and not sent them over to the archives. Usually, you'll photostat documents and you'll send the originals to the archives. That's what's supposed to happen under federal law. Trump didn't do it. He took the stuff down to Mar-a-Lago. I told you in the past, he didn't even know what was in the boxes. He didn't give the order. His people did it. They moved it down to Florida. National Archives complained. FBI asked Trump to go through it and give us all the classifieds. Trump did not do that in a timely manner. I don't know why he didn't do it. I don't think he cared about it. Okay? But he didn't do it in a timely manner. So the White House ordered the raid. That's what happened. Ray didn't order it. The White House said, you better get those documents back right now. Send down the FBI and get them. What happened? In the Biden case, the same thing happened. The National Archives tipped off the FBI that Biden had stuff in his garage next to his Corvette or whatever. It's the same thing. Biden didn't know what he had. But instead of delaying, the Biden lawyers said, okay, go. Right away. They didn't delay. So there was no reason for the FBI to send down 80 guys and kick in the garage door. That's what happened. However, the FBI certainly could have said, knowing what they did at Mar-a-Lago, we have a similar situation we are investigating with President Biden. That would have been perfectly fair to say, and they did not do it. Okay, that's that.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Let's go to the economy in Southern California. The house sales, homes of sales, lowest number of transactions in 35 years. So it's stalled. Real estate in California stalled because of the higher interest rates and because everybody's leaving California. All the wealthy people are going, hey, see you. And they put their house up for sale, nobody's buying it. And so that is not good. That is a harbinger, another word of the day, of a recession. So I'm keeping my eye on that. Smart Life. And this ties into the economy. So according to Lending Club Bank, all right, a digital marketplace bank in the USA, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. We've gone over this before. 45% of Americans earning more than $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. So this is a disaster. All right, if you don't have 6 months reserve in the bank, whereas if you get fired tomorrow, you can live for 6 months. What are you going to do? And apparently, the majority of Americans don't have a month's worth of reserve. And this doesn't even count credit card debt. A lot of people just run it up on a card in order to live at the level they want to live. I have always said that the best advice my father ever gave me was to save 10% of whatever your take-home pay was. Whether I'm cutting lawns, shoveling snow, being a lifeguard, working a Carvel, driving a taxi, I did all of that, painted houses. Every time I got paid, 10% of that money went in the bank. To this day, more now because I make good money, but boom, right over there. And that grows and grows and grows. That's capitalism. But most Americans, they want what they want. They impulse buy. I got to have a new car. I got a really nice car. All right. It's 6 years old. My car's 6 years old, but it looks great. Why do I want a new car? I don't. And it's only got 55,000 miles on it. All right? So why no? I mean, I paid for this thing. I'm going to keep it for another 2 years unless it collapses. I'm not cheap. This is a good car. I don't have to impress anybody with my car. Jeez. All right, sweetener update. I can't say the word, but I'll try again. It's embarrassing. Erwith Rietal. I don't know. That's the sweetener. It's in Truvia, the coffee stuff that you put in, or iced tea stuff. So, according to a new study, we told you this yesterday, this sweetener elevates the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots. And this is a real study. This is serious. Okay? So, don't use it. Simple as that. And when you look at the labels of drinks, particularly it says no sugar, and you don't want sugar, but you look at it, and if you see that word, E-R-Y-T-H-R-I-T-O-L, don't buy it. So as you know, we've been on a campaign to make you healthier. Maybe make you is a bad word. Help you get healthier. That's much better. And the sugar is the main enemy, in my opinion, of the American diet. And it'll catch up with you. And if you're drinking Coke and Pepsi and Dr. Pepper and Sprite, and they got 75 grams of sugar in it, you're drinking a few of those a day, you're going to be chubby and you're going to get diabetes. Okay, you will. And the same thing with the candy, the cookies, the cake, the ice cream, everything. Boom. And if you eat fast food in combination with all that, okay, hopeless. Your whole body's going to break down because inside the inflammation is running wild. That's the truth. I'm not the food police. I'm here to tell you the truth. So I looked around for a guy that might put a lot of this into perspective, and we found one. His name is Dr. Michael Greger. He comes to us from Fort Royal, Virginia. He's the author of the book, How Not to Die, Discover the Foods Specifically Proven to Prevent and Reverse Disease. All right, so some of us want to die, but most of us don't. You might want to check that book out. And the doctor joins us now, as I said, from Virginia. All right, I got a question, first of all, that it departs from what we're going to do here. We're going to run down individual food. Every 2 seconds, there is a vegetable and fruit supplement on television, an advertisement to take pills to give you the servings you need of fruit and vegetables. And they're expensive. Does this stuff work?
It doesn't work. It's a scam. I mean, if you think about it, 90% when you freeze dry something, you eliminate 90% of the weight. So taking a capsule of fruit and vegetable is at most 10 capsules worth of fruits and vegetables, just a tiny bite of fruits and vegetables. Why not instead go to the produce aisle? Some of the healthiest foods on the planet, like sweet potatoes, apples, red cabbage, are some of the cheapest foods on the planet.
Okay, so you're saying flat out that people spending a lot of money on these capsules are being misled, that they're not getting the nutrition they need. Because, you know, the testimonials, oh, I take these capsules and I feel great and now I can run in the Olympics and I can, you know, I did this and that. I mean, so you're saying it's all BS.
It's BS. You should get your nutrition not from the supplement aisle, but from the produce aisle.
Okay. Now, quality of life, Doc, keep that in mind, quality of life, okay? Eating is a joy for a lot of people, comfort food. So in your book, here's what you throw out: soda, diet soda, bacon, ham, hot dogs, eggs, tortillas, potato chips, fries, donuts, cake, ice cream. I want to kill myself right away. I mean, you know, that's all of that stuff tastes good. So I'm not going to stop eating all of that and start eating, you know, keto stuff. But how bad is this stuff?
Okay, first of all, it doesn't matter what we eat on our birthdays, holidays, special occasions. It's really the day-to-day stuff that adds up. And on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to eat healthy. Like, it's up to each of us to make our own decisions as to what to eat and how to live. But we should make these choices consciously, educating ourselves about the predictable consequences of our actions. It's your body, your choice. You want to smoke cigarettes, go bungee jumping, not wear your seatbelt, right? That's all you. But as a physician, all I care about is that you are fully informed about the potential risks. And the good news is we have tremendous power over our health, destiny, and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a healthy enough diet and lifestyle.
And I believe that. But I'm still going to have some of this stuff once in a while. I'd rather sacrifice the 2 years than not have it. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. And okay. Different people will make different conclusions.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to be a vegan person, and more power to you. More power to you. You want to do that? That's okay. But for me, I was raised in a terrible diet home because my parents didn't know any better. And we couldn't really afford upscale food. There's a pattern of what we eat. And I'm going to have an omelet once in a while. And I'm going to have a hot dog at the game. And I'm going to have a BLT once in a while. But if I die, I'm okay with it. But what I'm trying to say is I don't believe, and I could be wrong, please correct me if I am, that in moderation, this is going to kill me.
Well, I mean, choosing moderation is like, you know, hitting yourself with a smaller hammer, right? I mean, I don't tell my patients to, you know, smoke a half pack of cigarettes a day, cut down from two.
That's different, though. Smoking's different. Drugs are different. Getting bombed every night on booze is different. This is just ordinary food. Okay, let's go with meals. So I'm a kind of guy that likes a variety of stuff. I don't like to eat the same thing every day. You have at the top of your breakfast suggestion list, oatmeal with fruit, cinnamon, and black coffee. I would never drink black coffee. I got to have a little half and half in there and a little bit of sweetener. Not the bad sweetener, but some of the others. But anyway, oatmeal is good. Is oatmeal good?
Oatmeal is good.
Okay, I like oatmeal, but Irish oatmeal. Bean burrito, I don't think I could do that. Lentil soup, hummus. All right, I see hummus everywhere. Hummus is good, right? Hummus is good?
Hummus is good, made out of chickpeas, excellent. Source of protein.
Okay, pasta primavera, that's pasta with vegetables. Now, some doctors and dietitians say no pasta. You say?
The pasta, the compression of the pasta dough changes the glycemic index such that the exact same ingredient in pasta versus bread has a completely different effect on one's blood sugars. And so pasta is a very low glycemic food, even if you're eating white pasta, not whole wheat pasta. And so pasta is one of the kind of rare exceptions to staying away from
a couple of times a week, pasta is good, right?
Well, it depends what you put on it. If it's bacon and cheese on top, right?
Yeah, if you get okay. Now I only eat sourdough bread. That okay?
Sourdough is better than regular bread.
All right, I don't eat a lot of bread anyway, but I got rid of all the white and rye and wheat, and I got sourdough. And as you said, I've researched and it's better. Okay, meat. You're not a vegetarian. You eat meat, right?
I try to follow the advice I recommend to all my patients, and that's trying to minimize the intake of meat, eggs, dairy, junk, and really maximize the intakes of the healthiest foods, which are the fruits, vegetables, you know, beans, whole grains.
Yeah, I got it.
Nuts and seeds, spices, mushrooms. Basically, real food that grows out of the ground. Those are the healthiest choices.
Got it. But again, they're not the best tasting, and you go nuts if you ate them all the time. What kind of meat do you eat? What kind of meat?
The least harmful meat would be game, wild game that's shot with lead-free ammunition.
Okay, lead-free ammunition. So chicken, turkey, that's better
I mean, actually, 100 years ago, chicken was a low-fat food, only 2% calories from fat. But now there's 10 times genetically selected these birds to have actually more fat than protein. And so what used to be a healthier food is now less and less so. That's very similar to what you see with some of these processed foods. You say they're just normal foods, but these aren't normal foods. Like the erythritol you talked about. The food industry has come up with food components not really existing naturally in nature food. That can have negative effects.
I got it. But chicken and turkey once a week or something, that'll be all right, right?
That would certainly be better than processed meat, the bacon, ham, hot dogs, lunch meat, certainly.
What about a burger once in a while? Protein, you know? What about a burger?
Okay, so a burger is estimated to, is associated with a reduction in lifespan equivalent to 2 cigarettes. And so if you wouldn't consider, lighting up twice a day, maybe you shouldn't, maybe you should choose a healthier option for lunch instead.
Okay. And the final thing I have for you is fish. We hear about mercury in the fish. I eat a lot of fish. I had salmon the other night. It was delicious. Fish. What about it? Tuna in particular. I eat a lot of tuna. Yeah.
In nutrition, foods aren't so much good or bad than they are better or worse, right? Food is a zero-sum game. Every time we put something in our mouth, it's a lost opportunity to put something even healthier in our mouth. So like, are eggs good for you? Well, compared to breakfast sausage, absolutely. Compared to oatmeal, not even close. Same thing with fish. Tuna fish salad sandwich, definitely better than a bologna sandwich.
Right.
But even better than that would be something like the hummus sandwich.
You don't want people committing suicide. So I'm going to stay on my tuna. What about regular fish? Trout and salmon and all that. Are they all right?
If you're going to eat fish, you want to eat smaller fish, shorter lived fish. They build up less of the toxic heavy metals and pollutants. And so the really huge fish like tuna are actually concerning, or swordfish. The small herbivorous fish lower on the food chain would be have less pollutants. Unfortunately, the oceans are kind of humanity's sewers. All the mercury spewed from
that drives me nuts. Shellfish, shrimp, scallops. Okay, no.
Oysters are probably the healthiest of all the seafood.
All right, but you eat shrimp once in a while.
Oysters would be healthier.
Okay. All right, Doc, the book again is How Not to Die, and that's a good roadmap. And I think everybody should just eat in moderation. That's just my opinion, but anyway. And you got to get out there and you got to move it too. If you eat the big burger, cheeseburger, then you got to go, you move it. And that's what I do with the Terror Dog. All right, Lori Lightfoot out as the mayor of Chicago. Good. Only got 17% of the vote. I guess those people were people who never come out of the house in Chicago who voted for her. She's ruined the city. She's gone. I hope we never hear from her again. There will be a runoff between two guys I know nothing about, but I will research it. And the runoff is in April. And before that, April 4th is the vote. We'll tell you about these guys. New Orleans, the advice from public service people in New Orleans is don't sit in your car. Why? Because carjackings have increased 165% in New Orleans. The mayor there is the subject of a recall. We hope she gets recalled because these cities are totally out of control, violent. Oregon, there's a bill, Track 5050, that would give homeless people $1,000 a month to spend at their discretion, which would make every drug dealer in Oregon ecstatic. So yeah, Oregon, this is great. Give the homeless people $1,000 so they can go out and buy their heroin and their methamphetamine, or the alcoholists can buy their gin or vodka. Give them $1,000. It's insane. Insane. Stay in history, March 1st, 1932. Charles Lindbergh, big hero, he flew the first solo flight across the Atlantic. His 20-month-old baby, Charles Jr., kidnapped out of his house in East Amwell, New Jersey. All right, the perpetrator of the crime put a ladder up to the window of the baby's room, climbed up, snatched the baby, demanded $50,000 ransom, which is $1 million today. All right, they paid it ransom. But the baby never showed up, and baby was found short time later dead. The autopsy showed the baby was killed on the night he was kidnapped. Anyway, they marked the money, the ransom money. It was used in New York City. The cops grabbed Bruno Hauptmann in 1934, 2 years after the kidnapping. And he was sentenced to death in the electric chair in 1936, April 3rd. Bruno left the building. Terrible. And because of that, the FBI is now in charge of kidnapping all over the United States, not local authorities. Back with the mail and a final thought on our poll about Fox News. Okay, let's go to the mail. We have Dean. Lying and deceit increase over time when not stopped. The White House just set a new record by stating U.S. fuel costs have come down under their leadership. Not a peep out of the mainstream media. It's one thing to try and fail. It's another to fail and lie. Absolutely right. And this could never happen with an honest media. Mark, I have a sister who will not speak to me because I'm conservative. I supported Donald Trump. She might not be the brightest bulb in the box. Okay, Mark, that may be one of the reasons she's not talking to you. But the media vulcanized her misled beliefs into indisputable truth. True. Propaganda has become truth in a lot of precincts. Chantel Wolf, Newport Beach, California. The Republican Party will have a primary election to see who will run against Biden. If the Democrats get people who go in, will they have a primary? Sure, Chantel. Both parties can have primaries. They do. Even if it's just Biden, they'll have a primary. It would be up or down on Biden. George, greatest trick ever performed by the devil is to convince people he does not exist. George is reacting to my researching and writing, Killing the Witches. All right, so Killing the Witches, at the end of it, I'll finish it by April, and you can pre-order it now on BillO'Reilly.com. There's a lot of really spooky historical stuff in this book, and it's all facts, every bit of it. Karen Godfrey, Farmington, Michigan. I took your Smart Life advice and bought the I-bond at 9.62% last July. I just bought a Capital One CD at 5%. I would not have known about these deals without the Smart Life segment. We are happy to make you prosperous, Karen. And thanks for taking our advice. Okay, we are going to ship the Team Normal gear next week. Da-da. Team Normal, there we go. And that is the shirt. Look at the shirts and the hats and the mugs. Shipping next week. So you can pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com. You pre-order, you get them first. Okay? And if you change your mind, we don't charge you until the order goes out in the mail. So Team Normal. Get on Team Normal. Great for spring and summer. Word of the day, do not be a coxcomb. C-O-X-C-O-M-B. All right? Do not be a coxcomb. We're writing to BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Back with the final thought on the Fox News poll. Okay, final thought of the day. We have a poll on BillO'Reilly.com. It asks you, has the Fox News election machine lawsuit changed your opinion of FNC? Yes or no? And this is a very interesting poll for a number of reasons. I'm going to do the talking points memo tomorrow, Thursday, on this poll. Okay, we'll have the results. I'll give you the results, and then I'm going to tie it in to what is happening vis-a-vis the media in this country, and it's really interesting. There's a huge change going on. So again, the poll question is, has the Fox News election machine lawsuit changed your opinion of FNC? Yes or no? All you do is you go to BillO'Reilly.com. You'll see the banner. You click on the banner. The poll thing comes up. You click on yes or no, and you are recorded. Okay? And, you know, look, I'm not going to predict what's going to happen in that lawsuit. I think that it is a very fascinating and important case. It involves freedom of speech, it involves opinion, it involves corporations, it involves money. But first, we want to know what you think. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News this evening. We will see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.